This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is in Israel 11 days after Hamas attacked Israel. The president's meeting first responders and victims' families and families of those being held hostage by Hamas. He was welcomed warmly this morning by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Your visit here is the first visit of an American president in Israel at a time of war. It is deeply, deeply moving.
The AP's Jennifer King.
Biden was greeted at the airport by Benjamin Netanyahu before heading to meetings with top Israeli officials.
Seems to me that I have to continue to ensure that you have what you need to defend yourselves.
Israel's prime minister said he was touched that Biden was visiting the nation during wartime.
The world sees that support and the moral clarity.
Hundreds were killed in an explosion at a hospital in Gaza yesterday, with each side shifting blame. Biden appeared to side with Israeli defense officials, who said the timing and intelligence on the blast suggested it came from a misfired rocket launched not by Hamas, but by another militant group, the Islamic Jihad, which has denied that claim.
Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
Biden was originally scheduled to visit Jordan as well, but meetings were called off as he was leaving Washington amid outrage over the hospital explosion. I'm Jennifer King.
There's word this morning that two drones targeting U.S. troops in Iraq were intercepted this morning. No injuries reported. They've evacuated the historic Palace of Versailles again in France for security reasons, the third time in the past few days. It's among a number of evacuations around France in the past week, including three airports that were also forced to evacuate for security checks. No details on the nature of the threats. The House holds another vote for Speaker today. Republican Jim Jordan still trying to get the job. Amazon is test delivering prescription drugs by drone. This is AP News. Singer Britney Spears is revealing something about her relationship with Justin Timberlake.
Singer Britney Spears reveals in her new memoir that she had an abortion while dating fellow singer Justin Timberlake. Britney Spears writes in her new book, The Woman in Me, her pregnancy was a surprise but not a tragedy. In an excerpt of the book published in People magazine, Spears writes she wanted to start a family with Justin Timberlake, but it was earlier than expected. She says Timberlake was not ready to have a baby in their lives because they were way too young. She calls the abortion one of the most agonizing things she's ever experienced. Spears and Timberlake broke up in 2002 when they were both in their early 20s. Timberlake's representatives did not return requests for comment. Spears' book comes out October 24th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
There's word this morning that General Motors will delay production of electric pickups at a factory near Detroit because of what it calls slowing demand. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.